After a partial opening this year, the Eastern Aleutian District Tanner Crab Fishery is closed for 2019. The district has three sections, Accutan, Mikushin-Scan Bay, and Unalaska-Kalecta Bay. Based on information from a recent trawl survey, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game decided to close all three sections. While Assistant Area Management Biologist Ethan Nichols says the Accutan section was well below the stock level necessary to open the fishery, the other two sections were close.
There's crab in the water. We were close to being able to open the fishery, but it would have been slightly aggressive on the legal male population.
It's too soon to predict if there will be a fishery in 2020, but Nichols is optimistic.
The good thing is that for both Mikushin and Unalaska Bay sections, the size frequencies from the survey results are showing quite a few small crab, both males and females, in both sections, so that's encouraging for years to come.
When open, the small fishery runs from mid-January to the end of March, with a few boats participating. Over in the Bristol Bay Red King crab fishery, the quota is 99% landed.
4,261,000 pounds been harvested. We have 46,000 pounds to go.
Nichols expects the remaining quota will be caught by one vessel before the season ends January 15th. This season, the crab have been bigger than last year, averaging just over 7 pounds each. But Nichols says those larger crab come with a concern.
One issue with the Bristol Bay Red King crab fishery is that we're not seeing hardly any recruitment into the fishery, so we're not seeing small males that are coming into legal size.
The Aleutian Islands Golden King crab fisheries are also coming to a close. In the east, 94% of the catch, or 3.6 million pounds, has been landed, and in the west, 88% of the crab, or 2.2 million pounds, has been landed. For Western Bering Sea Tanner crab, 51% of the quota has been landed so far. There's still 1.1 million pounds left to catch. Nichols says part of the fleet decided to fish for Baradai after Red King crab, while other vessels are waiting to fish their Tanner crab quota closer to the snow crab fishery.
For the remaining 50% of the Western Bering Sea Tanner quota, we're expecting that that'll be caught along with the snow crab fishery, which we're expecting to start up in earnest in the first or second week of January.
The Western Bering Sea Tanner crab fishery is open through the end of March. For the 2018-2019 season, the Bering Sea snow crab quota has gone up 45%. This year, the total allowable catch is 27.5 million pounds.
The NOAA trawl survey picked up quite a bit more legal males and females in the summer survey, and that translates to a quite a big hike in the tack for this year.
The snow crab season runs from October 15th through May.